Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether it's through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Finally, we'd like to thank those joining us through DCNowRadio.com as well. We appreciate you all streaming our show today. Our next guest is someone who really, I think, needs no introduction, or if they do, they won't need it for much longer. Higher Authority is joining us to talk to us not only about their ministry of music, but also to introduce their brand new single, I'm His Favorite. We have joining us Vanetta, Zamika, Christy, and Charity. Ladies, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you for having us. Hello.
Well, look, thank you guys so much for joining us. I really appreciate this, and I really consider it an honor to have it on. And when the first time I heard the single, I'm His Favorite, I thought, wow, these ladies are really talented. But what also comes to mind is that you all have an amazing message that you're sharing. Christy, let's start with you. Talk to us a little bit about what this journey has been like for you to be a part of this group and also to have this ministry of music that you all have.
This journey has been wonderful. You know, with God with us on every step of the way, it's been one that we have to focus and make sure that we know that, you know, we're out here to spread a message of love and spread a message that God loves us and continues us to walk in faithfulness of everything He's about. And with I'm His Favorite, it just basically says that, you know, God, the way God sees us is the way that we need to be known as and to accept. It doesn't matter what feelings you're going to, you know, you think about yourself, that you know what God's feeling is about us. And in that walk, we just stand faithful to that and keep walking with higher authority as to spread that message and that purpose in each and every one of our lives.
Exactly. I think that's very well said. Vanetta, you know, the name Higher Authority, as Christy just mentioned, I think really stands out. How did you all meet up together?
The way we met was in high school, and we would just kind of sing around different places, and then that kind of just blossomed into something. And then we had a whole bunch of different names. It was, you know, we would be here forever if I told you all the names that we had. But as we were kind of going through that process of growing, we had broken up just, you know, Zamika moved to Georgia, and we just were separated. And then, you know, just slowly but surely, God just brought us all back together. And when we came back together, Christy actually had a dream, and she shared this dream with us. It was really like a vision, and she came back and she told us what it was, and she said that, you know, this name Higher Authority just kept on repeating, and that was just like, oh my goodness, this is what our name is going to be. And we just kind of embraced that, and we were a little scared at first because it was like that high powered, you know, the authority of God. It was just really, you know, can we do this? And then, you know, in our weaknesses, no, but in God, yes. And so we just kind of embraced that name, and we were like, Higher Authority it is. And we've been that for I don't know, almost 10 years now.
Wow. Well, Zamika, talk to us about this journey, because one thing Vanetta just mentioned, of course, is that location was one thing that could have separated you guys. But now you all are able to unite, I mean, worshipers literally around the world thanks to the Internet. How humbling has that been to know that your music that you feel like you have been given by God to share is impacting people's lives the way that it is?
Well, I think the key is to always stay humble, because we constantly are aware and acknowledging that it's not about us. Or, I mean, we've been together for so long, you know, so it's a very humbling experience, and we're just taking it as God leads us. And we've definitely accepted that God knows what He's doing. He knew what He was doing when He put us together. Right. Regardless of trials and tribulations that have come, you know, we've just stayed united, and we're very humbled by it and also very excited about what's to come.
about what's to come. Charity, last but certainly not least, you know, when people read the King James Version of the Bible, it tells them, of course, that, you know, charity is the greatest of all things, love being that great thing. It's obvious you all love what you do as far as the music that you create. I think that part comes through. What has it been like for you to share the message that God loves them? Because I think sometimes it is so difficult because people are thinking about their situation. They're so in that they forget about exactly, you know, the love that God has for all of us and how much he wants for all of us. What has it been like for you to be able to share that through your music?
I think that it has just been such a blessing. I think that if we were to try to take any credit for anything, it would just crumble at our feet. And because we constantly keep our eyes focused on God and trying to be like Christ and the message of love, it is just it constantly strengthens us during the process. Though things get hard and trials come, it's not that anything is going to break us or shake us down. It's like, okay, so that's going to come at us. This is going to come at us. But it's like, no, he makes us stronger despite ourselves and our failures and our flaws. So it's like amazing to see God work in us and through us.
Exactly.
It's powerful.
Yeah, I think it's really amazing, and it shows. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of speaking with the four ladies of higher authority. You just heard there from Charity. We have also joining us Zamika, also Vanetta, and Christy. All of them have been kind of sharing with us a little bit about this journey, what it's been like for them to create this music, to be used this way, to be the vessel that it comes to all of us, but also, you know, how they all came together, you know, how this is something that definitely was ordained, as I think it was Vanetta that was sharing a dream that Christy had, being able to talk about higher authority and what that all means and how that name fits them. Now, Christy, going back to you, talk to us about the single, His Favorite. How did this single come about?
This single, well, we got an idea off of a previous song that we were trying to write, and now it kind of developed off of our man of God and him talking about who we are in Christ and, you know, who God sees about us. And in that, we all had our different revelations of how I'm His Favorite or what God means to us. And we passed our words in this song, and we put it together to make I'm His Favorite come alive.
Yeah, and to go back to you, Vanetta, what has it been like for you to hear how people are responding to the message of this single?
It's absolutely amazing. It was amazing. It was amazing for us to write it, and just being able to embrace the fact that we are God's favorite, that just in that itself, and just understand that, because, you know, it's always like these little moments of when you're just like, you get it, and those aha, like, oh my gosh, yes, he loves me that much. I am his favorite. Everything that he wants for me is good, and everything that he has for me is good, and the thoughts of me, you know, toward him are good, and just all those things, and just like embracing that right there in itself. But then to have be able to share that's even like on a whole nother plane, to just like, it's like little lights coming on and people just like realizing, oh my gosh, you know, he's not mad at me, he loves me, I'm his favorite. And it's just to see that by itself is amazing, and it's just, yeah, it's just like, oh my goodness, you know, just because it starts out really small and then it just gets bigger, and it's just like that light that just keeps on shining, and it's an amazing thing to see. It really is, and
exactly.
we really do appreciate people loving it.
Yeah, and love it they do. For our listeners that are just listening to it, I know for our online listeners, this would be your first time. Here's Higher Authority with I'm His Favorite. Ladies, stay with us. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live.
I'm His Favorite. You're His Favorite. You're His Favorite.
Oh, whoa, I'm His Favorite, I'm His Favorite, I'm His Favorite. Whoa, I'm His Favorite, I'm His Favorite, I'm His Favorite.
The enemy comes to try to remind me of my past, all the things I did wrong and put me on blast. So I see we have a battle and I pick up my words and begin.
Higher Authority with His Favorite here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM, DCNowRadio.com, as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. I have the ladies of Higher Authority, Charity, Christy, Vanetta, and also Zamika, all joining us live. You know, I can't say I know what this feels like because I can't sing, so I don't know what it's like to have a record being played on the radio. But Christy, what is it like? I mean, does it get old being able to hear yourself on the radio and know, hey, that's me?
No, not at all. I think each and every time it's a humbling experience, and, you know, it's exciting at the same time, and it's just a thankfulness to God for everything he does for us. And just the whole experience of it is, like Zamika said earlier, it's very humbling, and it's just,
yeah.
You know, you just want to thank God and just be grateful for who he is and be able to share that message, and that in itself is just exciting that we're able to share that type of message with the world, our love for God, and show them, you know, God is love and there's nothing like him.
Yeah. Zamika, I want to ask you this question because I heard something that time in the song that I did not pick up on the first time that I initially heard it, and that was the recognition that God wants us to be our best. That he wants, as his favorite, he wants the very best for us. There are so many people that are dealing with different issues right now. It's self-esteem, depression, of course, peer pressure, where they have been beat down, they're not being told about their worth. Do you think that's a side effect of this single, I'm His Favorite, Zamika, that people will know that, you know what, I'm worth more than this, and I deserve better than this?
Oh, yes. I mean, the biggest thing is we want people to know that, you know, God's mercy and his grace it's more in depth than we even know. I mean, when people think they've hit rock bottom, God is still saying, you're so very close.
Yeah.
You know, just reach out and he's there. So we're definitely hoping that this song will awaken in them that you're not alone, you're not forgotten, that God truly loves you and his purpose for your life is good. As long as you're alive, there's hope.
Vanetta, again, the single is called I'm His Favorite. How can our listeners find out more information about the group, and also how can they get the single?
Well, the single is out now. We're going to get be launching that on iTunes very soon here. I don't have a date exactly, but it's coming
okay.
soon. But you can definitely, you can follow us on Twitter. You can go to our Facebook. Charity, can you tell them, I don't know, I'm not good at this part, you know.
Sure. Charity, if you don't mind.
Yeah. No problem. It is facebook.com/higherauthority4. That's the number 4. And then our YouTube and our Facebook, our MySpace and our Twitter are all connected together on those websites.
Oh, awesome. Okay. All right. So that's Higher Authority. The number 4 is where you can find them. And what we hope you all will do is definitely keep us posted on the next release. We'd love to have you guys back, if you don't mind, to be able to introduce that for our listeners as well. But again, Higher Authority, we have Vanetta, Zamika, Christy, Charity, all joining us live. Ladies, it's been a real pleasure, and have a surprise for you. We actually are going to be using this conversation for our July-August issue of Conversations Magazine. So I'll be getting in contact with our management, with your management,
wow.
I'll be getting in contact with them about that. But I really believe that the message of not only love, but also empowerment is so important today. And when I heard this single, I said, you know what? I have to talk to these ladies, because I think, I mean, this is exactly what more people need to know of, that God wants more for you than you can ever imagine, as you all said. And this all begins now. I mean, all they have to do is recognize that what he has in store for them and that the best is yet to come. So, ladies, congratulations to you on the single and on all of the future success. And please stay in contact with us. We'd love to have you back.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's more than a pleasure. God bless all of you as well. What we're going to do is take a break. When we come back, we have our resident chef, Bruce Treader. He'll be joining us from Massachusetts with our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM, online through blogtalkradio.com, and also through dcnowradio.com.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
This is Dan O'Brien, author of the End of the World playlist, Cerulean Dreams, Bitten, The Ocean in the Hourglass, The Journey, The Twins of Devonshire and The Curse of the Widow, and Deviance of Time. As an editor for Empirical Magazine and an independent author, I know how important it is to support radio stations like Conversations. Be sure to look for my books on Kindle and in paperback, as well as visit my blog at thedanobryanproject.blogspot.com and learn more about Empirical Magazine at empiricalmagazine.com.